Skeletor to King Randor! Skeletor to King Randor! Come in, you royal boob!
You're an idiot.
What's up, Miami? Who's ready for the weekend review? Time to introduce the main host, Fixin' Jay.
Hello, nerd.
This is Fixin' Jay, and I am addicted to pandas, French vanilla coffee, and steamed aioli. Let me introduce to you my co-host, my partner in crime, Faith.
I'm Batman.
I'm a Mario.
I'm Batman.
I'm a Mario.
Well, Vixen, that is true, but that's my alter ego. My real name is I'm Batman.
Pinky, are you pondering what I'm pondering?
I think so, Brain, but how can you have a duck dynasty if none of the people are ducks?
God damn it, Pinky. Can't you get at least one fucking thing right?
Happy Wednesday, my peeps. And it is I, Vixen J, and next to me I have Faith. And believe it or not, we are actually recording and doing this live at our, I guess, the place that we invited us to hang out today. Hopefully our new home. You never know. Coco FM. Thank you guys for letting us be here.
Yep, and today we have a lot of crazy stuff on our show. Like, what happens when the fat lady sings or farm animal sings? Who topped Forbes 100 list as an actor? And, of course, my review on Dragon Ball Z.
This is DJ FaZe, and you're listening to another episode of The Week in Review, only on the EO1 Network.
I forgot one more thing. I forgot we have another segment, which I wasn't able to do the whole entire intro and all that stuff, but it's called It's a Trap.
It's a Trap. It's a Trap.
And it's going to be great.
And it's funny because Howard, we're going to be interviewing him soon here. Whenever we talk, I always tell him, it's a trap! And he's laughing because he knows what I'm talking about.
So, great weekend.
Awesome weekend.
Crazy week, crazy everything.
It was awesome, all around. Mad Descent.
Yes.
Crazy, I was there with my, not Pata Sucia people, but I was there with my swollen ankle trooping.
Yep, I mean, everybody walked in happy, walked out mad, and they said the event was decent.
But you know what? No, some people were giving some good reviews, some people gave some bad reviews.
That was a very bad show. For a truck to show 3 hours late and then go in an accident, and they had to have people inside actually outside watching a big jumbotron of the artist playing inside.
But you know what?
That's
something that you can't control. No, it was an accident.
No, I'm sorry. You said the truck there the day before. It is a show that was poorly planned. Not like Life in Color, which is in January 16th, where you can get your tickets right now. Visit www.elementsonight.com and use promo code EO1 to get your tickets.
And it's not going to be like Declaration of Dance. The first ever Star Wars themed rave party at Nikki Beach, and that is September 5th. And for that, you use promo code VIXENJ.
Yeah.
But back to Mad Descent. We were there.
Yes.
Our promo ninjas, we were rocking
We were there promoting and, polluting and littering all of Fort Lauderdale. So, committee, you got those bags of flyers,
our presence is very well known. Our LED truck was rocking. That was amazing. Speaking of trucks and media, 97.3 was there. Power 96 was there. 94.9 was there.
Telemundo
was there. And even Mobile Mike. But you know what? There was one station that was not there.
Since we're not allowed to mention some
I'll let you guess who it was.
Just take a while, guys.
Moving on. So. but no, I've gotten good reviews. I've gotten bad reviews about the event.
Mm-hmm.
But it was based on poor planning. Not that the event itself is bad, because it's been around for a couple of years now, and they've been a big success. But things happen, and hopefully, for the next one, they'll prepare better in advance. So, what else?
I mean, this weekend, on Saturday, I am DJing, actually opening up from 11 to 12:30, so get there early, at Steam Miami, alongside Lucio, Cadiz, and Mr. Pitt,
my crush.
So, I'm actually very excited, I'm actually very nervous, I have a huge set for you guys, I am working a lot. If you like tribal, you like drums, I got you covered, because I'm doing something cool.
But you know what's funny? You mentioned tribal and drums and whatnot. But that was nothing at all what you gave us for your sneak peek.
I gave you a little bit of tech, and I gave you some drums at the end and some tribal at the end.
Lies. But anyways.
But yeah, if you didn't listen to my sneak peek, it was on Monday. Of course, you can download the episode on our website. Just go to the radio show part. You'll see all of our shows right there. Let's pray on any of them. A lot of crazy stuff. I mean, we have so many shows coming up. Like, honestly, we can name them all.
That
I mean, just
so many
go on our website because, honestly, guys, so many things. I just finished watching yesterday the Dragon Ball Z Resurrection F movie. And holy crap, I showed up there with my son, like at 7 p.m. We're like, oh, we're early, we're, you know, joking. We went to GameStop, We went upstairs, we're like, holy shit, there's a huge line.
Duh.
Everybody dressed up in, like, Saiyan clothing.
Get out. Did you take pictures?
They weren't dressed fully, like, Saiyan, like Asakura was going to do.
Right.
They were more like, oh, they're wearing the T-shirts. They're wearing the sweaters. You know, one
you
guy.
You wore your T-shirt.
I wore my T-shirt, of course I did. I love Dragon Ball Z. But the funny thing was, what my son said, he goes, these are all the guys that have no life and stay at home all day. And I go, pretty much what you do all day.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I have to admit, the movie was amazing. Like, I don't want to spoil it for you guys. I have a YouTube video, which is out. You guys can check it out on our YouTube channel. It was insane. Like, I give it 2 thumbs up. If you can, try getting tickets to go see it, because it's selected only until like the 12th of August. So you have to check it out.
Very nice.
I liked it a lot.
Well, while you were at the movies, I was home playing Slumber Party with the girls. We had ice cream, we watched TV, we played apples to apples, and of course they cheated, but not moving forward.
So, very shocking story right now. It's the longest relationship
ever.
We have ever heard about, and they broke up.
No, not Gwen Stefani and Devin.
No, not them. Like I said, what happens when a fat lady sings, it all ends. What happens if a fat pig sings? Does it all end? Because Kermit the Frog and Miss Piggy have officially broken up.
What the?
Supposedly, from what I'm hearing, and this is my quote, not my quote, but it's basically Kermit and Miss Piggy personally informed members of the press at a live event where Kermit revealed that he's now seeing another pig in ABC's marketing department.
No.
Yes. It's a day-by-day, moment-by-moment process, Kermit said. Piggy and I have gone our separate ways romantically.
No!
Yeah. So basically, Miss Piggy gave her side of the story, putting the blame on Kermit's shortcomings. I mean, come on. I mean, how old is Kermit the Frog?
50.
He's 50, you know, I mean, you need to get some of that Viagra and all that in him.
That is funny.
But, of course, I want to know what's going to happen now that they're coming out with the Muppets TV show September 22nd.
They're probably going to put the new pig in.
Yeah, but Miss Piggy's going to be there.
That's going to be very awkward.
Is she not going to get, you know, like, what's going to happen? There's going to be so much going on there that I don't know what's going to happen.
That is awkward.
So, Kevin Smith.
It was his birthday recently.
Well, he's auctioning out his jorts for charity.
What are jorts?
I don't know what he's offering off 3 pairs of his cut-off jeans to the highest bidders. I think George.
Oh, George has cut-off jeans shorts.
He's auctioning off 3 of them to the highest bidder in support of his charity, the Wayne Foundation. So it seeks to end commercial sex trafficking in the U.S. through public outreach and victim assistance.
Nice. Are they autographed?
Did you hear what the corporation is?
What?
The Wayne Corporation.
Uh-huh.
Like Bruce Wayne
for
Batman.
Oh, get over it.
Yes. Ha, 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 ha. Well, yes, that's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. We will have that
on our website so you guys can see, bid it, and all that. I have some news that you might actually like. I don't like it.
That I'm actually entering to win a selfie with Steve Aoki, thanks to Radio Shack.
Now you just gave everybody else something. Now every single girl's going to go, like, oh my God,
they don't know what's going on.
You just said Radio Shack.
And
I thought people that listen don't even know what Radio Shack is. I used to work at Radio Shack.
And you're what?
And they called it the Shack.
Whatever. Don't even try. I got this in the bag. I will take my picture with my Asian sensation.
Talking about the Shack. You know that Shaquille O'Neal is DJing at Tomorrow, right?
What?
Yep, it's called DJ Diesel. I swear you not.
Oh, my God.
Actually, you know what? I'm actually happy because I think he's not like Paris Hilton is doing it as a joke. He actually takes these things seriously because he did police work, and he did that seriously in Miami.
So you don't consider this a hobby?
No, I think he...
He's gone from actor to basketball player to police officer to DJ.
No, but he used to be a rapper.
And now a rapper.
Well, he used to be a rapper.
I mean, I think they're all phases.
Oh, I don't know. Well, whatever.
I mean, Shaq DJing falls under Paris Hilton, Brody,
Hulk Hogan's son,
and DJ Pauly Shore. What's his name?
Speaking of Hulk Hogan, that guy's an idiot.
He's fired.
Yeah, he's fired. So, speaking of the Man of Steel, Shaq.
He's not the Man of Steel.
Yes,
oh, please.
But you want to know what's funny?
But
Stan Lee gave his opinion of who he thought was better, Batman or Superman. That's why I'm pissed off.
He said Superman.
Yes,
he did. I read that article.
Yep, I just got pissed off when I saw. I was like, no, come on, man. That can't happen.
That is awesome.
Well,
I love it.
No, it's not awesome. What is awesome is all the cool stuff that we're coming out with.
What is awesome? They're actually here in Coco FM.
Yes, that is
and
pretty
some
awesome.
And some people, we can't mention any names, said, oh, it never happened.
Yeah, pretty much.
Dreams do come true, people.
Yes, they do. But let's take a quick commercial break, and we'll come back with a little bit more some news before we get into our interviews.
Absolutely.
So.
Hi, this is Victor J, and let me tell you about my favorite robots from Scarlet, Light of the Night. They are now available for all of your special events. For more information, go to www.lightofthenight.com.
This is DJ FaZe. Make sure to catch me spinning live at Steam Miami on August 8th alongside Lucio and Cold Harbor Recordings artist Mr. Pitt. Make sure to say EO at the door as ladies get in for free and guys are reduced until 12:30. For more information, visit www.elementsonight.com.
I love that song. Every time you play the Light Up the Night Robots commercial and that one, I'm here dancing.
So, let's get to our new segment.
It's a trap.
I have not worked out the tweaks.
The kinks.
I'm trying to make the whole entire intro. I'll have it up for next week. But it's a trap. Basically, we tell you things that you might think, oh my God, it's too good to be true, but
it's a trap.
Like when a station tells you, send your unedited versions of your tracks or your mixes to my personal email.
It's a trap.
Basically, it's...
It's a trap.
That's exactly what it is.
It's a trap. And you will regret it.
Forever. Whatever you guys do, always get a signed contract.
And somebody. Put a lot of sweeps in there.
Yes, put a lot of sweeps. I do it on all my shows.
He has me in all his mixes.
Yes, I have her. I start putting myself in there. I don't let anybody download anything of mine because it's happened. We actually have somebody, part of a committee that was a promoter, and he actually gave one of his tracks, unedited, to a record label. And they're like, oh, we're just going to tweak some things. We're going to do a remix of it. What they did was they remixed it, and they released it as their own.
Yep.
And guess what? He had no contract, no reports, no nothing.
And
so now he's trying to sue.
Mm-hmm.
But how are you going to prove it?
Exactly.
I know you have the copy, the unedited copy on Fruity Loops or Appletone, but you're pretty much screwed. Because I'm sorry. You better get a signature. You better get some writing in there. You better put a sweep in there. I don't care, because if not, you're going to get ripped off. And we will always do a tweet of the day. So what you do is you basically go on Twitter, put hashtag it's a trap. You can either do at VixenJ0601 or at EO1Phase. That's EO1PHAZE. And basically today it's from at AdamPlatt1999. Girlfriend stopped the car to ask if I believe in soulmates. It's a trap. If your girlfriend ever stops a car, you better pray to God it's for directions. But if she tells you to believe in soulmates, holy crap.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that.
So, basically, that's our segment.
I like our It's a Trap. I'm curious to see where this is going to go.
Oh, it's going to go into a lot of crazy stuff because I have a lot more to come out very soon. But what I do know that's not a trap is that Robert Downey Jr., has once again topped Forbes' list of top earning actors from the past year. He earned $80 million, up to $75 million last year, and $30 million more than second place finisher Jackie Chan.
You know what? I'm very proud of him. He went from a downward spiral, like with the drugs, and you know nobody wanted to take him seriously anymore. He's done amazing, and I think that his role as Iron Man is what saved them. To be honest,
it did, because he has so many chances in life with all these movies, mm-hmm. and he's proven that. You know, even
he's an amazing actor.
Yeah, he's proven that. Even when you're down in your dumps, don't let it stop you. There's a judge that's done it, mm-hmm. Judge Joe Brown.
Yes.
He was also arrested. He became
Judge Mathis.
Judge Mathis, that's the one. Dog the Bounty Hunter, even though he screwed up like two more times after. Geez.
But, you know.
He's been there.
Yeah.
So, it's a good story, because you don't have the whole entire... People like a Paris Hilton. I don't know why Paris Hilton's in my head.
Yeah, seriously. What
douche.
The hell?
It's a douche.
Even her porn sucks.
I know.
Jeez.
Not worse than One Night in China, but...
Oh, no blow.
So, basically, I don't know. It's just... There's a lot of actresses. Lindsay Lohan.
That was her.
Who's the other one? The singer that did her little twerking thing. It was like a chicken wing.
Miley Cyrus,
like that's another one. Like those people, you do not want to live up and grow up to be like them.
No.
Because I will kill my kids if they did that.
No.
But of course, Robert Downey Jr. I'm very happy.
Mhm.
And Jackie Chan, he's $30 million going. Where has Jackie Chan been?
He's playing with pandas.
Oh, pandas always bring money.
Mhm.
But of course, for all my friends out there, since we were talking about Dragon Ball Z before, if you're a Dungeons and Dragons player from the video games, or
the
dungeon masters that you throw a little dice and you know, you totally. I actually want to do that one day. We should actually invite everybody over to the house and do a Dungeons and Dragon night.
Let's see if we could like get over our candy session first,
okay?
And then once we survive,
but
that
have you know how to play that?
No,
you haven't seen it on the Big Bang Theory. Basically, you write your story. So there's a dungeon master, which will be you or me or whatever. You write your story, and then it goes. Oh, you walked down a forest and and you came onto a golem.
Let's just hope we don't play when I have my period, because I'll kill everybody.
We have to roll the dice, and if your number doesn't hit high enough, then you die.
So each number,
I'll say that you walked, you took a left, so I go, okay, she took a left, okay, you walked into an order. You know, what do you do?
So all of these things is pre-written?
It's all pre-written. The dungeon master doesn't play, you're the ones that are playing, I'm telling the story. So the guy has to write a good story. If you can't write a good story, the game's going to suck. And if you roll the dice and it's a 5 and it's a 3 to win, then you win.
I'm
going to
be seriously intoxicated for this game.
So basically, the movie is coming
up. Maybe Howard wants to play.
There you
Howard?
Go. Maybe.
No?
No?
Yes? No? It looks like a no.
So the movie is coming out. It's been greenlit. The script has been written by David Leslie Johnson, who wrote Wrath of the Titans.
Oh,
so that's pretty cool. And then some of the producers are from the Lego Movie and from Train Your Dragon.
Very nice.
So that's actually pretty cool. I actually like that.
You've been very busy today getting all your facts.
I've been so
ready for this Coco FM interview. Thing.
Yes, I've been working too much and all that. I mean, not as much as a minion flying out of a fairground.
I heard.
And taking over the freeway. So... This is what happens in Ireland.
Ireland!
With the Irish and the drunk people. That's probably how it broke off and flew. So, supposedly in a fairground, there was a big, humongous minion tied up.
Mm-hmm.
And it...
Flew away.
Flew away into the main street. No one got hurt, but a car did get damaged. Don't worry, people.
Bella Mavaya.
No. It did not. It did not. You know...
Hello, Papagena. Tu le bella con la papaya.
That would be pretty funny if it fall and
that would be funny.
So no, that didn't happen, but it's just weird. Don't worry, people, they're not taking over the world. We're all safe.
That would be cool if they took over the world. No.
But you know what is cool?
Justin Bieber arrested in Miami Beach for...
Now, we do believe that Aaron Hernandez at the moment is being booked
on Shia LaBeouf, taken out of a Broadway theater in handcuffs after an outburst.
Boy, everyone is stupid except me.
You're a douchebag. 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 You're a douchebag. Douchebag.
The most epic douches rap battle ever has gone on. Drake and Meek go head to head. Bigger than Tupac and Biggie. Bigger than Nas and
Drake is actually winning this world of battle.
No, sir, I don't, who the fuck is Meek? The only thing I know is that you know who actually won this whole entire battle? The Undertaker. Because you know what? The Undertaker's suing Meek for using his entrance song.
This is true.
So, Meek, you're a douchebag for using the Undertaker's own intro.
This guy is being hated. I mean, Little Kim? Is it Little Kim or Nicki Minaj?
Nicki Minaj. Don't tell me Little Kim, because Little Kim looks like a freaking...
Nicki Minaj wants nothing to do with him. There's rumors that she might be at Life in Color. And then there's a meme where it says, "Nah, Meek, this is my tour."
Yeah. Just so people understand something right now.
Oh, Jesus.
Nicki Minaj has a fake booty.
No, I don't think so.
I think it's fake.
I think it's fake. Because, you know, my bestie, Jessica, which I now call her Tilapia, because of her last name, she has about the same size booty.
I know, but if you see her in other videos, she's going to have it. But, for example, we've had Biggie and we've had Tupac against each other.
Yeah, look how that ended.
Which Biggie probably rolling over his grave because he tapped Little Kim. And we all know how Little Kim looks now. Yeah, I know, pretty bad. We had Nas versus Jay-Z, which I have to admit is probably one of the best because Nas is just incredible.
Nas killed him.
You have Eminem versus the whole entire world.
Yeah.
Pretty much. And, of course, now you have Meek versus Drake, which is those pieces.
Who the hell is Meek?
I don't know. All I know is that he's a douchebag.
Where did he come from?
You know, he's just a douchebag.
Wait, does anybody know what he thinks, Howard? Anybody out there?
He's such a douchebag. He doesn't even deserve a little clapping and the award.
Like, who the hell is Meek?
No, I don't know. He's just a piece of crap.
Can we just find out who he is?
He's a rapper.
I know that much, but I mean... I thought he was a guy that sang Trap Queen, but no, it's not him.
No. Well, I know that, Meek, you are a douchebag of the week, and probably the douchebag of the year for trying to think you can actually compete with everybody. Let's go to a quick commercial, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Vixen J, and I get all of my costumes for the festivals and Comic-Cons at Wonder Costumes, your one-stop shop for quality costumes at the best prices. They're serving customers in Miami and worldwide. This store is open year-round. You can follow them at www.wondercostumes.com.
That's all telling me one thing. It's Loot Crate. It's Comic-Con in a box. Get your monthly subscription that includes DC, Marvel, Sci-Fi, Star Wars, video games, and much, much more. Visit www.elementsonite.com and click on the shop section for more information. It's Loot Crate, Comic-Con in a box.
Here they're coming back with the iPhone.
Involve yourself in the vast knowledge of talent space with Vixen J as she brings you Did You Know?
When you poop in your dreams, you poop for real.
I got a bad feeling about this.
So what do you have for these wonderful... I'm not going to say simple minded, because they're not simple minded.
No way! I love our listeners, and I love the fact that when we meet them, they become our friends, and they follow us, and we follow them. It's amazing. Okay, so, my Did You Know is very simple.
Yes.
Did you know the first couple to be shown in bed together on primetime TV were Fred and Wilma Flintstone?
That is very, very awkward, and I did not know that.
Yeah, usually all the cartoons and all the TV shows, the couple slept in separate beds. And Fred and Wilma were the first ones to sleep in their beds together.
Well, I didn't know, but now...
Now you know.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
G.I. Joe!
Before we get into our interview, I have about two more things.
Oh, Jesus.
Did you know?
Oh, God.
This is what I did, you know, it was funny. Did you know that the Hobbit trilogy is returning to theaters with extended editions?
Okay.
So there's an extra 20 minutes of walking.
Or trees running. Or trees. Them drowning in water.
Or something. Or walking.
Or something. Or just walking.
And more walking. 20 more minutes of walking.
More walking.
Yes. And then, of course, there's a rumor going around that Kraven the Hunter may be the new supervillain for the new Spider-Man movie. You don't know who Kraven is? Snake Master Jeff, our best friend, dresses up like him at every single Comic-Con.
This is true. And there's a theory, there's a conspiracy theory, that in the cartoons, We Bare Bears, the panda, was made after me. And this is why. He's obsessed with his cell phone. He's very involved in social media and cries when he loses followers. And he has an allergy.
Yeah, to peanuts. This is like our daughter.
But I'm allergic to shellfish and I require an EpiPen. So there might be some truth to this.
So, wow. Yesterday I was watching TV and I saw the Fantastic Four trailer.
Right.
And Deadpool's in it.
I've heard you screaming, yes.
And I'm like, what the hell? And I think, watch the trailer for Deadpool during Fantastic Four. I'm like,
Now they're going to make you forced to see the movie.
Well, it was funny because I saw yesterday, actually, the trailer with Ryan Reynolds as Deadpool sitting down. And it's funny as hell. We're going to have it on our website. He's just there sitting in a chair saying, "When Ryan Reynolds." He's like talking with the movie voice. And it's Deadpool. He's like, "The traitor of all traitors is coming soon." And I'm like, dude, like, what the hell did I just watch for 30 seconds?
But you know what? He's so sarcastically funny, and I still love him in the role.
Oh, no. I saw the trailer from Comic-Con. It got leaked. I don't have it. Don't ask me for it, because I will get in deep shit.
Yeah, we already got a season this.
All right. I don't need another one. So, basically, they have it out, and it's just amazing. It's exactly Deadpool, because Ryan Reynolds can be himself. He can curse all he wants. He can kill whoever he wants, and it's just perfect. They picked the perfect person for that one.
You know, actually, I was very curious about the whole Deadpool character because my little cousin, Georgie, loves him. You love him, you know, whatever. And I actually read in Wikipedia, of all places, his backstory and how he came to be and how tragic his whole life was and his, like, bad relationships and his whatnot. Like, dude, this guy is awesome. Like, I would love to have an interview with Deadpool right now. That would be awesome.
That would be pretty badass. Maybe we can try getting Ryan Reynolds to do it.
That would be cool. That would be the day.
Vixen, not Vixen J, but you know. It premieres August 25th, which is pretty soon. But they already have the new character design for Oliver Queen, which is Arrow.
Exactly.
How he's going to look on the actual TV show.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys can check that show out. It's going to be on, I think it's on
CW. The CW.
Anime series on CWC, which I don't know if that's CW or C or a different channel. But guys, check it out. It's going to be pretty cool. We'll post it on our website.
I love her because her name is Vixen.
Well, I actually have time to work on the website now. So if you actually go on there now, it's a lot more updated than it was before. So thank you very much for everybody.
And for your patience.
And that's pretty much it. Let's go to a quick commercial.
And when we come back, we'll be interviewing MLC Records, Howard, and of course, Immortals, which you guys heard the sneak peek last week on our show. And now they're going to talk to us about the song actually was released on Sunday through EDM Records. So let's get to this.
All right. We'll be right back after this quick commercial.
What's going on, fans? Do you love to party? Do you love the EON Network? Well, check out www.elementsandnight.com as we give you 24 hours worth of news and updates from Comic-Con, music events, video games, and more. Check out your favorite hosts, tweets, and thoughts. Stay up to date with the lineup with the EON Network, and it's all in one place. So what are you waiting for? Check it out now! www.elementsandnight.com.
Just glad I don't get to hear.
And we are back. We are actually here at Cocoa FM. This place, first of all, is gorgeous. Thank you for having us here. This is a lot of fun. So now here I have the talent booker and one of the, I guess, the managing partners.
Yep.
So tell me about Cocoa.
awesome. How did it start, and how where do you see it going, like, in the future?
How did it start? It started a couple years back. Started as 24/7 commercial music app.
Okay.
That's on iTunes and Google Play. You also have the website that we can stream also. It started off a couple years back, and it started as EDM, but now it's more like it has two channels. It's EDM, and now it's underground, so it's a taste of both worlds.
Cool.
Now what we do, we also broadcast from clubs, like in Miami. Other than that, we also have live on-air shows with local talents and even some, you know, big-time DJs who come and just play an hour set and, you know, have a little interview and, you know, just, you know, do what they like to do, just play music.
So in one word, how would you describe Copuesa?
One word?
Maybe two or three paragraphs?
Three words, we know music.
Yes, yes, you do. And because of a season this is, I can only say so much.
Yeah. So, you know, we just basically just try to, like, provide quality music of both worlds of commercial and underground.
Your program, mm-hmm. which I started following you guys on my app and whatnot, it's the fact that you actually bring local talent and other big names as well, and you actually keep it true to the EDM format and the dubstep and the whatnot. You don't pretend there's no fake. You actually know what you guys are doing.
Yeah, we know. We get tons of requests of people asking us to come play live, you know, but we have to be, like, selective of who to bring because, you know, we can't just play anything, you know. And other than that, like, we've had a lot of big local support from Miami, like a lot of local artists, upcoming artists, old guys, you know, just been in here and just, like, don't even play at local clubs anymore. Don't even play anymore. They just want to come and, hey, I want to throw down a set because I haven't thrown down a set in a long time.
That is so cool.
Yeah, so, I mean, we've had, like, names from Edgar V to, like, small guys like, you know, Phase One and stuff like that, you know. And this Friday, we have the Cube guys coming by to our studio to play. No, it's the Cube guys, actually. Yeah, they're like they're at the Tech House. They're actually the headliners at this Friday for Steam Miami.
Nice.
So, yeah, so they play, they're coming up with, like, a nice, like, warm-up set for us.
I think it's cool that you're actually working side-by-side for Steam, because we promote for Steam, and that's, like, my home away from home.
Yeah.
So it's kind of cool that we're seeing both sides of the spectrum actually coming together.
Yeah.
You get to see them live at Steam, and you get to see the preview or whatnot, or the after party, I guess, with you guys at Copuesa.
Yeah, exactly.
What other events do you guys have planned?
Well, for now, we have a couple, like, you know, we're trying to, like, do something different. Can't really say that much because I haven't gotten confirmation from who we have in mind. But we've done previous events at WMC at the Clevelander with Anthony Atala. We've Coco Drills. You know, we've done all around events, you know.
Are you guys going to be active now that you're getting your name out there more? Are you going to be more active, like, doing more music conference and more of the local events?
Yeah, of course. We're going to start picking up with the live broadcast from clubs. You know, so it's like now people can be like, oh, damn, I can't go to the club, but I can listen to it on their app.
Exactly.
You know, like, who's playing, what they're playing, you know, hear the crowd in the background, stuff like that.
And what's the website and the app where people could download?
The website is www.coco.fm, and the app is just coco.fm, and it's on Google Play and iTunes.
Nice. Well, thank you for having me. I know you're on a tight busy schedule.
Well, it was my pleasure to have
talking
to you guys.
Again, thank you for having us. This place is awesome.
You're welcome.
You want to go to a quick commercial break?
It's up to you.
Yeah, I got a potty.
Thanks, guys.
Thank
you. Yeah, the question is on the
break right now. That's Dark Academy One Thing. It's Loot Crate. It's Comic Con in a Box. Get your monthly subscription that includes DC, Marvel, Sci-Fi, Star Wars, video games, and much, much more. Visit www.elementsonite.com and click on the shop section for more information. It's Loot Crate, Comic-Con in a Box.
Hi, this is Vixen J, and let me tell you about my favorite robots from Scarlet, Light of the Night. They are now available for all of your special events. For more information, go to www.lineupthenight.com. And we are back. Thank you for that potty break. Much appreciated.
We're
much obliged. Howard.
Yes.
Howard, my new BFF. We've known each other for, what, 3 months?
3 months, 4 months.
And now we're, like, combined again in this
awesome project that you're doing, that you're involved with.
Absolutely, yeah.
And for those of you that didn't listen to the interview last week, you should go hide under a rock, because it was a badass interview. You could download it.
I agree.
You could download it and catch up. But to bring you up to speed, you are promoting and managing a group, or an artist by the name of?
Immortals. It consists of two artists. One is Rizzy Music, and the other one is Sub Punch. They've joined forces now and created the brand, which is what we're now going with, Immortals, which is comprised of all types of EDM, but mostly dubstep, trap, electro, and some future house. We haven't unveiled it yet. It'll be hopefully coming out in about 6 months. We're working on the entire brand. We're working on the characters themselves. They're not necessarily going to be pictures of the DJs that are doing it. It's going to be character based.
So it's going to be like their immortal god figures.
Right.
Roman.
Yeah, kind of. I can't release too much of it.
Although one of them is going to need, marks from like the
yes.
The jellyfish.
Yeah, jellyfish marks. but yeah, I can't release too much information because it is, with investors and everything like that. So, but yeah, they're going to be character based, and that's what you will see on mostly all the flyers and everything like that. But we just had our first release, which was on Sunday.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It's on EDM.com right now. It's by Whiskers and Immortals. It's called Famous. We're up to almost 15,000 already. It's doing fantastic. I'm going to let one of the partners of Immortals, one of the DJs of Immortals that's here, talk more about that, since he's the one that produced it and is playing it everywhere. But yeah, everything is going fantastic. It's from 2 months ago, 3 months ago when we first started talking.
That's blown up.
Yeah, we were expecting it to. We're not expecting it. We had our process of what we were going to be doing, and it just has gone a lot faster than what we expected, which is not, we're not complaining about that.
So
yeah.
You had your reasonable time set.
Yeah, absolutely. We're very, very organized, and we have a set plan, and we have, like I said, other investors and other people that we're working with, a great team, and we have everything lined out. And it's just been skipping things that we weren't expecting. It's been going a lot faster than expected.
Awesome.
So, again, no complaints. We're excited on where it's going. Many things coming out. We'll have another song coming out soon, but I'll let him talk about that. Talk a little bit about the label. The focus is more on Immortals now. The label is still definitely up and running. We've released over 40 artists, bunch of compilation albums, from bass albums, techno, pretty much everything. We're still doing the label. We're just not focused on it as much anymore. So if anyone wants to send promos, and that's fine. We're still listening to them, and we're just being a lot more selective now.
Of course.
Because of the fact that the entire focus is on the Immortals brand. So we'll pick and choose now where we can actually put some of the effort into the label. But as of right now, it won't be as much as it was before.
Well, I'm going to ask you.
Yes.
So for the label perspective, because I'm going to ask him more.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Where can they follow you? Where can they keep up with all the news up to date and whatnot?
We have our website. It's been up and running for a while now. We're actually going to be retooling it too. It's miamilivecast.com. That will have a little bit of biographies and some of the artists that have released. And it'll have a couple of information of parties that we have thrown before, which we are no longer doing, but we've thrown before. It'll have pictures of all the albums that we released, links to the SoundClouds. The record label is called MLC Records, and we're up on SoundCloud, we're up on Instagram. On Instagram, it's MLC Records. On SoundCloud, it's also MLC Records. You guys can follow all of our music there. Everything that's been released is up on there, along with some other, projects that people have worked on and not necessarily affiliated with us, but we've, helped them out a little bit. So, like I said, they can go ahead and definitely contact anywhere. The emails are on there. And they can contact anywhere on the website.
And on that note, if they tell you, I'm Vixen's sister, no, because I know he had an experience.
No, definitely not Vixen's sister.
No.
I mean, I did, I try to listen to as much as possible.
Okay.
I definitely do the due diligence in doing that because I know how hard it is. And the fact that we are creating our own brand now and we're going through the process, it's obviously we're doing very well, and I can't complain on that, but I do my due diligence on listening to people who send in demos because it's just... It's,
I mean, if I know someone, I'll send them to you directly.
Send them to me directly, but if you want, maybe you can do a little research and listen
to
it as well.
Exactly.
That'll help out a little bit so I can kind of not just... Because we get bombarded in our email, obviously, and I try to listen to as much as I possibly can. But I can only do so much, and especially now, it's even less. So now I'm just picking and choosing what I can do or not because, like I said, it's where we're headed to is somewhere big, and we know it's coming because
it's coming.
We're on the right track, and we have all the right connections, and I have to give a big shout out to Coco FM because
yeah.
they've been absolutely amazing.
Their bathrooms are very clean, by the way.
Yeah. He just did a 2-hour live set. He'll talk about that set that he did, which was absolutely amazing. We'll be posting that up as well. But Coco FM has been amazing. You guys have been amazing. And I just feel that in Miami, it just needs to be one big team. And there's not a lot of that going around. Everybody kind of looks out for themselves. And I would like to change that atmosphere and just the way it is. It shouldn't be that way. Everyone should be helping out each other. It shouldn't be just, you know, worried about, oh, this person's going to steal the light. Because if that person does get bigger, that person will help whoever else has helped up. So, but it's not necessarily the environment. The culture is not like that in Miami. In other cities, it is. If you look at a lot of the big DJs, they're all best friends. They're all great. They all help out their lower artists, and they bring them up. And that's the way it should be done. I don't see that a lot happening here. So
we're making a revolution.
Yeah, definitely got to change it. And you guys are involved in that because
yeah.
you guys are obviously about the music and not about other things.
Yeah, we're not fake. Though.
Yeah,
so
definitely not.
People.
You guys know what you're talking about and you guys know what you speak of. It's just not talking about other things. And Coco FM, they're doing big, big things.
Big things.
And we're happy to be affiliated with them. And
hopefully we'll get invited again.
Yeah. Well, you know, we got some news on that, so hopefully you guys can share that later on. But yeah, everything looks fantastic. I definitely like to get him in
yeah.
on here and have Ernesto come in and talk up a storm.
Mr. Jellyfish. Come
on. Mr. Jellyfish.
Thank you, Howard.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Hey there.
What's up?
Immortal.
What's going on?
So what's up? Talk to me about the name. The name is crazy as is, and I think it's really cool because it catches your attention. You're like, Immortals, what is this?
Well, like Howard was saying, we're actually set to do the official launch of the brand probably in like January, like about six months from now. So we can't really give out too many details. We have like NDAs and everything like where we can't really discuss too much about the whole concept behind it. What I will tell you, and you're the first person that I'm actually telling
Yay!
This about, some like details about it, that the whole concept of our whole brand is going to be very interactive with the crowd. And it is going to be all based, like, all directly related to, like, enlightenment and consciousness and, like, trying to just, you know, get more in tune with, you know,
like your chakras,
setting,
your
yeah, just, yeah, I don't want to say too much, but just, you know, getting everybody more together into, like, a performance and not just going to do drugs and getting fucked up and, you know, like, just,
or getting cake thrown in your face.
Yeah, even though that's apparently your favorite DJ. You are all about your cake. You handle that by yourself. There will be no cakes being thrown.
That's also the pole dancing.
Yeah, there will be no cakes being thrown at my party.
So how long have you been DJing and producing music?
Well, I actually started out as a drummer in middle school. I started playing drums and throughout high school. I started out doing mostly like rock music, but I even did like I had a teacher that was teaching me. I did bossa nova, I did blues,
right.
funk, I did like all different kinds of stuff. And yeah, I was did that up and through like high school, and then toward like when I was like a senior in high school, I started like really getting into all the music festivals and all that stuff. That was around like I want to say like 2008, 2009, something like that, somewhere around there is when I really started getting into DJing and stuff. I DJed for like 3 or 4 years. And then I started getting into a little bit of producing and stuff, kind of teaching myself. And then 2 years ago, I went to SAE Institute here in Miami.
Nice.
And I graduated from there with a degree in audio engineering. And now I've kind of manifested all my, you know, different aspects of music, whether it's production, sound, doing all of our own sound design. That's another thing. Like all, even though I'm, mostly an engineer, Max, which is Sub Punch, my partner in Immortals, he is really into sound design and he's really good, musically and all the other aspects as well. But mostly in sound design and stuff, we combine my engineering background and my drumming background and stuff with him being really good on the keys and doing sound design. And, I do my own sound design as well. But everything that we do is from scratch. We don't use any samples of anything. We don't use presets from anything. We do all of our own sound design from the ground up and do all of our own mixing, mastering. Everything is all in there.
So that's it. When Howard first started sending me your stuff,
uh-huh.
It was a sample. It started off with like an Egyptian, Moroccan.
Yeah, it was a synth that we made, brought the notes, everything.
Where did you come up with that?
That one synth right there has actually kind of been an evolution of like the same kind of synth that we started, like that we both kind of had, even though we were separate artists. We kind of had the very similar sound. Like we started out, both of us, at a very like 8-bit video game-ish kind of dubstep sound.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm glad I don't have the time to play video games anymore, because if I still did right now, I would do nothing but play video games all day long, and I can't do that. I'm trying to make moves here with my life. I can't be in my room all day, but at least playing video games. I'm making music all day, but that's kind of been like where we've gotten that synth at, so far. We kind of had like the same synth of both of us that, like around the same age, and we kind of like got together in the studio and made that synth together, and we were like, damn, we're making the same synths together. Like, I don't know, it's kind of like a combination of both of our like similar sound design
and
kind of thing,
Like I said, I'm like, whoa. And then I was like,
oh yeah, we completely changed the whole vibe. Yeah.
And it was awesome. It was a journey. And I loved it.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great thing that you brought that up. That's something I was gonna wanted to talk about. Aside from the whole consciousness and all that aspect of our brand, what we're really, the other main focus of it is just trying to, which I guess is the same kind of focal point, is just kind of breaking out of the norm. Right now, the tracks that we're releasing, we're still kind of playing around with similar sound design and layouts of music and sticking to somewhat of a genre base of our tracks and stuff to kind of still relate to music at its standing right now in the EDM world. So, like, people are still very locked into only listening to certain genres.
Right.
Nobody's really going out and being creative and, like, pushing the envelope and mixing different elements of sound together from different genres and doing a bunch of tempo switches throughout their tracks and all that stuff. We had our first release, which is the EDM.com exclusive, or premiere, rather, on Sunday. Yeah, so it's only been a couple of days. It's already at, like, 14, 15,
yeah,
16, something like that, 1,000 plays. Yeah, so, it's doing really well, which we had Blake Vapes and Arthur Vines on, which are two really big Vine guys, and we had them actually remake all the vocals that they did in our track. Like, if you notice, it says Whiskers and Immortals for the drop instead of, some random Vine that he made. So, yeah, we had support from them. They redid it for us, and we're making new Vines and stuff for it. So, yeah, it was really cool that they got involved, and they've been helping with that. But what we're really trying to do is just push the envelope now, and as we start to get closer to the official launch of our brand, and hopefully in January, that first album that we put out in January is going to have it's going to unveil our whole storyline and our characters and our symbol that we're getting for the whole brand, and everybody's going to be able to realize, oh wow, this is a whole new like level of stuff. Yeah, and that whole album, the tracks on the album are going to directly relate with the concept and the whole storyline and everything of what we're trying to really do, which is stepping out of the boundaries and pushing the testing the waters a little bit and getting everybody to kind of, start taking stuff to the next level. We're kind of stuck right now in our industry.
No, but you're getting that. You're feeling it out.
Exactly. We're building up. Each one of our tracks from now until that album are going to be testing a little bit here and there. We're just having fun,
What I like about, especially for me, when I go see an artist or a DJ or whatnot at an event, I like the fact that I'm in, okay, you're taking me here, taking me a little bit higher, so you're going to drop me, you're going to pick me up again. And from what I've been hearing so far from Immortals, I actually get that. I'm like, okay, we're going slow, we're building with a drop. Okay,
yeah, definitely.
So that's right there, I'm a fan.
Thank you. Yeah, we're just right now just trying to have fun, testing a bunch of different stuff out. I mean, right now we have like 10, 12 tracks already almost finished. We just have been like, since January, me and Max have been locked into our studios, just making a whole bunch of different kinds of stuff. We have like 3 or 4 dubstep tracks already finished. We have one's like a little more melodic, one's a lot heavier, one's blah, blah, blah. You know, we're testing the waters on that a little bit. We have like 3 or 4 electro house tracks that one is a little bit more like Dutch sounding. One is a little bit more like complexo. You know, we changed a little bit there. We have like 3 or 4 trap tracks also, which one is a little bit more hybrid, one is a little bit maybe more on the Moomba side. Like, you know, we already have a bunch of tracks laid out, and we kind of have just, that was kind of like a little test run for us, and we, you know, made all those tracks, kind of figuring out where we want to take it for the album that's going to really release the brand. And yeah, we're right now just figuring out placement for all those. We've been talking to a bunch of really great labels that we have some recently made connections with. EDM.com, we just made a great connection with them. I think our next track, Cataclysm, it starts off mostly dubstep and then drops tempo into electro house and complexion stuff. So right there, that's already the first track we're going to be experimenting with, changing up the tempo throughout the track and moving stuff around and not keeping the same vibe the whole time. And, you know, so that right there, our second track is already starting that up. And I'm not sure, that's in like a couple weeks, I think it comes out. I think that's going to be an EDM.com exclusive as well.
Nice.
Yeah, so yeah, as we get closer to the launch, you're going to see us just start getting a little bit crazier and a little bit crazy with each one, just spreading out different, moving around with tempos and, you know, combining some deep house bass sounds with some house music, you know, with some like electro sounds, with some glitch hop sound. We're gonna just try to go all over the place and, you know, just get crazy with it, you know.
So I know before we got on the show, you were talking about it possibly going overseas.
Yes.
And
we just signed our contract with LEV Entertainment and LEV Management. They are now our official booking agency over in Europe. They are based in London. We are being.
I'm going with him.
Yeah, absolutely. We are. I know that I can't say too much about that either, but what I can say is that we are going to be part of kind of like a Miami takeover kind of thing in London. It's going to be me with a bunch of, you know, some other people. So, yeah, so definitely look out for that. We should be heading over to London very soon, and I'm extremely stoked about that.
So, where can our listeners follow you? And ladies, he's cute, so you should want to follow him.
Thank you. you can find us, you know, on all major social medias under Immortals. On our Snapchat, we're Immortals Audio. On SoundCloud, we are Immortals just by itself. On Instagram, we're Immortals_official. But yeah, just, you know, look up Immortals, you'll see us. Yeah, exactly. We're all over each other's social media right now, so you'll see us. We're best friends right now.
We're good.
That's right. Hey, anybody wants to come and join us? All these hot ladies that she's talking about right now.
August 22nd. Yeah. So, any last words to your future fans out there?
Like I said, I can't really release too much information, but you know, I would just love to say, just to try and stay up to date and follow us as much as possible and keep up to date, because we are about to start releasing some really innovative stuff going on. So like I said, it's going to be very spiritual and like enlightening, and trying to get everybody to just open up their mind and have more fun with all these, you know, songs and events and stuff like that, and not just be so closed-minded and tightened, you know, being restricted into certain genres and dealing with certain people and, you know, all that stuff. We're trying to break all those barriers down and just get crazy and have
and
a great time. So.
You guys are blowing up, and you have a fan with us. We've been supporting you guys since the beginning.
Thank you.
Because of Howard.
Well, he's the manager. That's
Howard,
anybody that needs
job.
To contact us.
You're welcome.
He's doing his job.
Yeah, that's how anybody that needs to contact us. Howard is the man you need to speak to.
But, again, I mean, follow them on Immortals. They're going to blow up. They're going to be the next big thing.
Thank
it.
You so
I
much.
And we will be there for your events. We will be the front screening and Paris. That will be us.
Awesome. I'm very excited to move forward with you guys.
Well, thank
it's been
you. The
nothing
first
but great things so far.
It was over the phone because I stepped on my foot. And now I'm hanging out, like, meshing with you guys. You know, we're tight. We're cool.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm ready for Scarlett. You said the
22nd?
Right. Anybody that wants to go see us at Scarlett's, you know, 22nd.
We'll be there. Well, thank you guys. Thank you for, you know, being here. Thank you, Coco FM, for having us. It's been a lot of fun. Any last words, Mr. Manager Person?
No. Well, yeah. I mean, just basically follow us. Be on the lookout for more music. And just join the team. Join us. join us on this
through this journey we're about to embark on.
What we're dropping is really going to be mind blowing. So just be ready for it and be ready to follow us.
Absolutely.
With an open mind.
With an open mind.
An open mind. Yes. No closed mind. No hand heart. Stop. Put that down. Don't even start with that. Put that down right now. That's the only closed minded I'm going to be on you right now. No cakes or hand hearts. All right? That's a disgrace. No, I'm just kidding.
All right, so let's go to a quick commercial.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
This is DJ FaZe. Make sure to catch me spinning live at Steam Miami on August 8th alongside Lucio and Cold Harbor Recordings artist Mr. Pitt. Make sure to say EO at the door as ladies get in for free and guys are reduced until 12:30. For more information, visit www.elementtonight.com.
So, we have on the line right now Nicolette.
Yes.
Hello.
Hi, Nicolette.
Hi, how are you guys?
How are you doing?
We saw you, we saw you, but we were like interviewing live, so we couldn't really pick up the phone, because immortals could kill me.
No, it's okay, it's okay.
So
I was
interested
in your podcast, so it was awesome.
Oh, awesome, thank you. Well, Nicolette, thank you for calling. I know that you have a big event coming up on Saturday, which is arcade-related.
Yes.
Okay, well,
I'm sorry?
Go ahead.
Yes, sure. So I'm Nicolette. I'm calling because I work at Regis House, which is basically we work with teens. We're trying to improve the lives of families and teens in our community through mental health counseling, substance abuse counseling, things like that. And so, like you said, on Saturday, August 8th, we're having an activity to basically raise money and raise awareness about our office. And it's going to be held at actually a Chipotle. It's on Flagler. It's 10141 West Flagler Street, and it's going to be between 3 and 6 p.m. that day. So all the proceeds will actually, 50% of the proceeds will go to us, which will be awesome because our office is actually a nonprofit. So we basically rely on the community, Miami-Dade Public, schools for funding, grants, things like that. So any little help that we can get from our community to help the teens would be amazing and great. And like saying that, I just want to thank you guys for giving us the opportunity to call in and kind of voice out our
We try to do a lot of good for the community. We bring in local artists, we bring in local DJs, we want to bring awareness, you know, give everybody their 5 minutes of fame, I guess you could say it. But when Oscar reached out to me and told me about your organization, I'm like, we really need to have him here because I think what you guys are doing is amazing. And if we could help you out through our listeners listening to us right now, you know, that's awesome.
I mean, we'll be there.
We will be there for
that
sure.
That would be great. Yes, no, for sure. Thank you guys so much. And I know music is very important for our teens and things like that. So I was hoping that maybe through you guys we can reach out and just let them know that we are here to help and anything that we can do to improve family lives, our community is great. So I'm kind of excited that we're doing this fundraiser to help out, especially since nowadays mental health doesn't get as recognized or doesn't get the funding that it needs in certain areas. So it would be great to kind of see everyone out there
whatever,
supporting our community.
Absolutely. I mean, you are more than welcome to call in whenever you like, whenever you have events or whenever you want to bring an awareness or whenever you want to talk about an awareness and make it aware, you could just call us and let us know. If you want, you could send us flyers. I mean, I have right now on my Instagram the Chipotle flyer because Oscar sent it.
Yes, thank you.
We have that. And, I mean, I think there's another event that you guys are doing at an arcade or that's not with you.
No, it's not going to be with us, but we do try to do fundraisers online. We do different things, but we always could take donations at our office. So we have two locations. We have one on 7th Street and one on 158 Lane. So anything that can help us, basically. We're trying to work on having like an Instagram and things like that. We do have a website. It's regishouse.org. And then we do have a Facebook, but anything else, you know, we're trying to work on now, so
that
we're
is
definitely awesome. Trying to reach out there.
Well,
and I'll be calling.
Yeah, no, definitely. Like I was going to tell you, as of now, Elements of Night, we are behind this good cause. I really do think this is a great cause, and we do work a lot with the community. So whenever you want, you are more than welcome to call.
All right. Thank you so much, and thank you for your time.
Thank you, Nicolette. We'll see you there on Saturday.
Awesome. See you guys Saturday. Have a great
Bye.
Night.
Bye.
Bye.
That's a great cause.
That's a good cause. See, this is why I love my job. Not only do we meet cool people in the music industry, but we also meet awesome people like Nicolette that, you know, they're doing great things for the community.
I mean, we're going to be there because obviously our son loves Chipotle so much.
We
that,
love Chipotle.
Know, we love Chipotle, so they're going to get our benefits and our...
Oh, you know what I should have told her?
What?
The Carnage is part of the Chipotle gang.
I'll try tweeting the Carnage to see if he can do
we
a
could
little
tweet,
retweet.
Exactly. We could tweet Carnage and let him know about the cause.
Yeah, that'll be a pretty... If he retweets it, it'll be pretty cool.
That
we'll,
would be
we'll
pretty cool.
We'll try getting it out there and all that.
If you guys are listening, let's start tweeting Carnage
yes.
about the event.
We're going to put it on either my Twitter, which is EO1Phase. That's EO1PHAZE. On our network, EO1_network. And, of course, on yours, which is VixenJ0601. So, speaking of that arcade that you said.
Yes.
That arcade is up in, like.
It's called Odyssey Arcade,
yes.
I think.
Yes, it's Arcade Odyssey or something like that.
Right.
I went on their website. I'm actually going to post it on our website. If you guys love old arcade games like Marvel vs. Capcom 2, Tekken Tag, Donkey Kong, Donkey Kong 2, they don't have Fix the Felix because they don't have that game. But they have a bunch of old arcade games. You guys got to check it out. We're going to post it on our website. It's on like 120th Avenue and 150th Street or something like that. But we're going to go there one day.
We have to. I think the cool thing about it is it's only for adults.
It's adults, yeah, but it's old
no
it's old arcade games. That's exactly what I used to do when I used to skip school and go right to Mall of the Americas and go right to the arcade.
Horrible.
Stay in school, kids, because guess what? Trust me, my job isn't the best in the world.
So, I mean, I think I'm going to sleep here. This is awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome. It's amazing. I mean,
the
guys,
venue is beautiful. I mean, we can't really say much, but, you know, Goku FM has a lot of big things under their sleeve.
We're going to post on our website under the news feed. We're going to post the Goku FM. We're actually going to post the links to download the application on your App Store or on your Google Play Store. Guys, check it out. It's pretty cool.
I mean, I think what they're doing for local talent and for big names is it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
They're actually staying true to the brand of all things music,
yep.
which is true. And that's what we actually need here in Miami.
Yeah, it's actual real locals and people that, you know, are big out there. On an actual radio station.
And they're working with our Home Away From Home Steam
yep.
and other events. So, I mean, jump on the Coco. Not that Coco, but jump on the Coco bandwagon.
I'm in love
with the Coco.
No,
okay.
That's not one either.
But, on that note.
Guys, check me out this Saturday at Steam. I have to throw that out there because obviously.
Because, of course.
I'm DJing, so check me out there. I'll be with Lucio, Cadiz, and Mr. Pitt. It's going to be an amazing night. I got some crazy stuff that I'm going to bring out that night. Yes, it's Tech House and some Tribal House, so.
Howard and Immortals will be there.
Howard and Immortals.
Co-FM will be there.
So, you guys have to check it out.
I'll be there because I'm married to him.
Yeah. it's going to be a great night. I won't have a show this Friday because I'm way too busy with everything I'm doing right now. I'll come back next week. And, of course, next Wednesday we have our amazing show, which we're trying to get a cosplayer
yes.
on our show. Working on three different people.
And this cosplayer is actually referred to us by, like, four different other people.
Yes. So, it'll be pretty cool. We'll have the flyer up very soon. Make sure to visit our website, www.elementsofnight.com, where you guys get all your information, especially, like, the picture. If you have not seen the picture of the Minion, you got to go on there and check it out, because I think it's funny as hell. It's humongous. That thing's huge. So, let them all know where they can follow you at.
You can follow me all over Miami. No, I'm kidding. You can follow me on Instagram, VixenJ0601, and Twitter, VixenJ0601.
You guys can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at EO1Phase. That's EO1PHAZE.
Yes.
That's
right.
Yeah, I'm like, wait a second. And on the network, EON_network. And, of course, guys.
Friday Bacoy.
Friday Bacoy. Saturday Steam. Get your Life in Color tickets because tomorrow we have a huge announcement.
Yes.
If you have not seen the video on our Instagram, check it out.
Not only that, but also State of Emergency is right around the corner with
yes.
Miha, GTA, and Uzi.
So, guys, thank you very once again for listening. We shall see you next week.
Bye, con Dios.
Bye. Did you just say bye, con Dios, for real? Bye.